continuing our coverage of the aftermath of the campfire, we're going to turn now to smoke waves. That is a phrase that was coined just 2 years ago for the phenomena that the Bay Area endured during the campfire. That is, multiple days of air made toxic by smoke from wildfires. The phrase comes from a highly prescient article that was published in the Journal of Climatic Change by a series of scientists trying to figure out what the future holds in terms of air quality and wildfires under a moderate climate change scenario. And the conclusions, probably not that surprising. There is more of this in store, and it will be particularly bad here in Northern California. We're joined now by one of the authors on that article. Francesca Domenici is a professor of biostatistics, population, and data science at Harvard University. Thanks for coming on the show.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
Start off with the actual work that went into the paper. What question were you trying to answer?
Yes. Well, we all know that wildfire can impose a direct impact on human health under climate change. And while the potential impact of climate change on wildfires and the potential resulting increase of air pollution have been studied, we didn't know, and we wanted to better understand who will be the communities that will be mostly affected by the growth threat of wildfires in the future, even under, I would say, moderate condition for control of greenhouse gas scenarios. So we conducted a large study of over 580 counties in the western part of the United States. And we both used data for the period 2004 and 2009 and trying to understand particular matter, air pollution that will be affected by wildfires. But most importantly, we wanted to predict what will be the exposure to this toxic air characterized attributable to wildfires in the future, especially for the period 2046-2051, if we are not becoming really serious about combating climate change.
So you found that in particular, Northern California was at the highest risk for increased smoke waves. Why so bad here?
Well, so we use a chemical atmospheric models, and the models consider different factors. One are the major sources of fine particulate matter in Northern California. And we know even absent wildfires, the Northern California has very high level of fine particulate matter, both from traffic sources and from emission of power plants. Two, we consider areas in Northern California that will be more affected and more at risk for more extensive forest fires. And we also know, not surprisingly, that because of the dry climate and because of the extensive areas that are susceptible to wildfires, they are also more, more likely to be affected. And then we also consider wind pattern and how fast wildfires are likely to spread. So in this area, unfortunately, this is a compounding effect where more wildfires are happening in areas, more dry the area become, more susceptible will be to future wildfires, which will also be expected to be more extreme and longer intensity.
So the reason this really made my eyebrows go up is because our entire policy toolkit for dealing with particulate pollution in the air, almost all of it, is about regulating tailpipes and regulating smokestacks and, under extreme circumstances, taking measures to try to keep cars off the road and encourage industrial facilities to pause their production. What are the policy questions that the prospect of regular what you're describing as smoke waves raise? I mean, what are the planning questions for public officials?
Yes, excellent question. I think that this is a serious issue that needs to be tackled by several viewpoints and several line of regulation. Clearly, we need to continue to regulate exposure to fine particulate matter, among all of the things that you have mentioned in terms of regulating what's coming out from the power plants, especially coal-fired power plants and traffic. The wildfires situation is making even stronger the point that has been made by several of the scientists about the importance of acting on climate change and on regulating greenhouse gases emission. I wanted to mention that there was a recent U.S. government report on climate. This was just about 2 weeks ago. This was a report made by 13 federal agency, and there is really making a really important point that the report emphasized that we need to put effort on a lot of regulatory effort, so on putting a price on greenhouse gases emission, in addition to regulating the main sources of air pollution. I think the wildfire crisis and tragedy that has been happening in California should be a further wake-up call that issues of climate change and regulating greenhouse gases emission is not only a problem about what will happen 100 years from now and shrinking glaciers and polar bear is really affecting our health right now. And even within the next few years, if we are not careful about an aggressive on greenhouse gases emission, in addition to regulating ambient air pollution, these climate change related pollen will become more frequent and more sensitive.
All right. Dr. Francesca Domenici, that's all the time we have, and it sounds like we're starting to have some trouble with our connection. I want to really thank you for taking the time to speak to us. Francesca Domenici is a professor of biostatistics, population, and data science at Harvard University. She co-authored a report in 2016 entitled Particulate Air Pollution from Wildfires in the Western United States Under Climate Change, more popularly known as the Smoke Waves paper, because it coined that term, predicting that even under moderate climate change, which is a less aggressive climate change scenario than we are currently on a path towards, there would be a heavy increase in the types of things we endured during the campfire. That is, incidences of 2 days or longer where the air quality has been made considerably more poisonous by the emissions from wildfires, something our policy framework for regulating air quality is only just starting to grapple with. And we're going to get into that in a minute when we speak to investigative journalist Aaron Glantz about how the effects of our smoke waves have showed up in our emergency rooms.